T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, hey, welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN on a Wednesday afternoon, talking about the mass school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. 21 dead, 19 children, 2 adults, and still a few recovering at the hospital, including the gunman's grandmother, who he shot in the face and posted about it on Facebook. So let's go through what we do know. What we do know is that 30 minutes before this incident, he posted 3 times about what he had been doing and what he was about to do. And then he wrecked his truck in front of the funeral home and started to proceed across the street wearing tactical gear to the elementary school, where he was engaged by a school resource officer and was able to get past the school resource officer. So there's the first question. Do we need trained police officers to protect schools? All doors locked and protection from a police officer. There's number one. Again, I don't see how that's controversial. Number two, background checks. What we have seen where the red flag laws have let us down in New York State 11 days ago, we see time and time again in these shooting situations, guns in the wrong hands. Now, why can we not have the conversation of stricter background checks? Why can't we have the conversation of, yes, there are people in this country that never should legally or should ever possess a gun? Why is that? That should not be controversial to say, and it shouldn't be something where half the room runs out because it was suggested. I think we can get to the point where we say, yeah, there are people in this country that should never own a firearm. And we need stricter background checks. We need red flag laws that work. If you are put in for a mental evaluation for threatening to shoot up a school, you should never be able to purchase a gun. I don't care what state you're in. And then we also need to address mental health. We can't run away from either of these things, from any of these things. These are the things we need to address. It's everything. It's not one or the other. It's not Democrats or Republicans. It is America. And this is what we need to address. And it's the continued failure of the partisan politicians that we put into office. And that's another thing that plays into the hatred in this country, the toxic political climate. Mark Poloncarz plays right into that. The night of a mass shooting in Texas, and he could not stop from blaming the Republican Party. There were no calls for unity. There were no calls as a concerned citizen. His post read that he was a Democrat and he is going to blame Republicans. And with rhetoric like that, we get nowhere. With rhetoric like that, this happens again. Everything needs to be addressed. And I just mentioned a few things that need to be addressed. Unfortunately, the things I mentioned are the things that if you mention guns, half the room will leave the conversation. If you mention mental health, half of the room will leave the conversation. If you blame the family structure in America, you'll have people in the room leave. Oh my gosh, that's controversial. Is it? And where are kids spending their time now? I think that's something else we need to talk about. Where are kids spending their time? You know, I'm not that old. I'm 33 years old. When I was a kid, kids were outside. When I was a kid, kids were riding their bikes around. You know what the game system was for? When it was raining outside. If it was a nice sunny day, I'm on my bike. I'm hanging out with friends. I'm hanging out outside. You don't see that anymore. I talk about that all the time. In the summer, driving home, you don't see kids out playing. What are they doing? They're scrolling on their phone while sitting on the couch. They're scrolling on the computer. They're playing video games. They're reading stuff on social media that people my age should not be reading. And then we wonder why mental health is an issue in America. And we wonder how kids, how people who are 18 are filled with so much evil, get so radicalized. It's all of these things playing into one. And the failure to address one or the other, or the failure, or the fact that we have people that won't even talk about one or the other because it doesn't go with their political leaning, in my opinion, that has to stop. And again, I've been guilty of it. I've been guilty of playing partisan politics. I've been guilty of seeing everything through just my conservative bias and not putting my conservative bias away and looking at it through the lens of America. But I am willing, I am trying to put my politics aside and have an honest conversation as concerned Americans. What about you? 803-0930, *930. Also, I'd like to know, how do you have the conversation about what happened yesterday? How do you have that conversation with your kids? And how are you checking up on your kids? If your son or daughter is locked in their bedroom for hours on end with a computer, with a smartphone, are you checking in? Are you talking with them, engaging with them? What do you do if a loved one has become a social outcast or has become a loner? What's that conversation you have? 803-0930, *930. Let's start in order that the calls came in, of course. Let's go to Williamsville and talk with Dan. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing well, Dan. What's your idea?
Well, here in the Williamsville School District, that had been one of the premier districts in the state and certainly in the area, the cost for having school resource officers is minimal compared to how they waste money. And it's funny to say the word cost and school district in the same sentence because they don't really go together. But they passed an amendment, something on the school budget the other day for $64 million to put air conditioning in six schools. That's $11 million each school to put air conditioning in, because for 5 or 6 days in the end of May and June and early September, the kids get too hot. If they can spend $11 million a school on six schools to pay for air conditioning that they'll use 10 days a year.
Right.
They can't take $100,000 and hire 20, $100,000 each, hire 20 resource officers and put them in the schools. That's $2 million to drop in a bucket.
Yeah.
Why does this have to be an issue?
Dan, that's a great point. And I'll tell you this. I wish I had air conditioning back when I was in school, but you're right. It's only for several days of the school year. That money should be put, and I hope is put towards protecting the schools. It's an investment that, again, I think we would all agree is worth it.
A lot of protection for $64 million bucks, don't you think?
For sure, for sure, Dan. I appreciate the call. I appreciate you pointing that out. Dan in Williamsville opens a line for you. 803-0930, *930. And it does go back. It does go back to what we've talked about the last 11 days, right? It goes back to investing wisely. I talked about this on Tuesday, investing wisely. That goes for school budgets. And if you have someone, if you're a parent and you're saying, I can't, the image of a police officer outside my kid's school is heartbreaking, I agree with you. But it's also comforting to an extent that there is someone there, an armed guard, that's going to keep lookout on that school. Like I said this morning, when my wife texts me, there's a police officer at the school. Again, heartbreak because it reminds you of what happened yesterday. But it also, it's that comforting feeling that, okay, there's someone there to protect. Let's go to Frank in Amherst. Hey, Frank.
Oh, hi Joe. Sorry, I jumped ahead about 3-4 calls fast. Let's see, I'll look at my notes here. I wanted to say that now is the time to talk about this, and I was just wanted to say out loud, why are there these machine guns? Who needs a machine gun? I just don't get it. And the coach last night from that basketball team said,
Steve Kerr.
The day of going to a sports game and bowing your head, it's long gone. That never was enough. And we've had all these different shootings. I wrote down, I'm doing a little research here, Wikipedia style, 61 deaths in Las Vegas, 17 dead in a Florida high school, 26 in Newtown, Connecticut. There was a Walmart in Texas, over a dozen people killed there. We've got Buffalo now, 10, and then who knows what the total is going to be here from this new Texas shooting. You know what? You got to... Good thing for Beto O'Rourke that he got up and said what he said. It's a time talking about this already. Thank God that coach said what he said. Get all the sports people thinking about it a different way.
I mean, Frank, you're open to have your opinion. And like I said, I don't want to play politics. However,
it's not politics. It's just talking about it. In other words, what I'm trying to say is,
I think what Beto O'Rourke did was a political stunt, and it's not machine guns. It's AR-15s. Is the gun you're talking about.
Right.
And Frank, I will say this, you know, I am open to having that that conversation. Assault rifle, semi-automatic, that's the gun that Frank's talking about.
Oh, what I want to ask you is there's some kind of a law that just went into effect this month in Texas that made it easier for people to get more guns in Texas, the one place that they don't need more guns. And right after this thing went on, so let's talk about it. What? Why is Texas the gun capital of the world? Why do they have all these guns in Texas? What do they? I've never even held a gun, Joe. I'm twice the age of you are, and well, not quite twice, but enough. And I've never even held a gun. So what are people having these guns for? And then they don't just have one. They've got a machine gun, for Christ's sake.
Right, again, not.
Tell me why did
not a machine gun, semi-automatic. Semi-automatic assault rifle, not machine gun.
Anyone need that, Joe? Let's have that conversation. Okay, let's use your talent.
Frank, I, as I said, that is out of my range. I'm also,
Make it your range. You got this show. You're talking about these things. You got callers.
Well, Frank, I will also say this. I don't agree that it should be easier for anyone to get a gun. I don't care what gun we're talking about. And you know that might. Tick a lot of people off, and people that usually agree with me might disagree with me. But I do think there should be stricter background checks. I would start there. I think we've seen now two individuals, especially the individual in Buffalo with the background he had, should never have had a gun in his hand. I will not disagree with that.
I mean, we have recalls on cars. I mean, I've just been reading some of the news. There's been problems with Tesla. There's been two or three Tesla cars that went flying off the road through a glass plate window at a skyscraper. Boy, that needs to be looked at.
But also,
now got no. I'm just saying. Just let's look at this. We've now got machine guns that were
not machine guns. Stop calling them machine guns. Assault rifle, semi-automatic.
Whatever they are, automatic weapons. Yeah. Okay, and so we've got two that were used by two 18-year-olds. If there were two Buick LeSabres when they were making them that had, you know, a problem that happened twice, or, you know, maybe even an airplane situation, they might, you know, say, we're not flying those airplanes till we figure this out. Maybe we ought to suspend. Why don't we do this? Here's a good thing. Let's suspend semi-automatic weapon sales until we have this magical conversation that has been happening
now.
When you know, we could do that.
Frank, now can I give you a question back?
Yes, please.
Because again, do you think guns are it's only the guns that are the issue?
Well, I can tell you this. You can't use a gun to do what these people are doing if you don't have a gun. But I don't have a gun. Like I said, I've never even held one, and I don't want one. But that doesn't mean that somebody couldn't have one. But I'm just saying.
But do you think it's only guns? I mean, do you think only guns are what we need to address here? That it's not there's not a bigger picture? I'm not saying don't address the guns. But do you think it's only the guns that are the issue? That we have individuals in this country that you know, can look at someone and pull the trigger? Like, to me, I think it's a bigger issue than just the gun.
Well, I guess what I can say to that is that it's real easy to shoot a lot of people with a gun. I don't even know how to use one. Somebody would have to show me how to use a gun. It would probably scare the daylights out of me.
And Frank, can I ask one more? Because this is the conversation I want to be having, and I'm glad you called in.
Because we keep saying, let's not have it. Let's have it.
No, this is the conversation I want to have. Frank, in your 5 minutes on the air, you haven't named a political party. That's the conversation I want to have. It's not a left versus right. Well, it's what you want to address.
On the west, where the West River Parkway used to be, they tore down in New York City and built all that new area. There's a guy killed people on that bike path, walking path there with a U-Haul. So if you're nuts, you can get a U-Haul and the car keys and do damage. So I understand that if somebody doesn't have a gun, they could still find something.
But don't get wrong what I'm saying. This is the conversation I want to have. Now, I have to ask you this question, and this is the comeback you're going to get when you say, make AR-15s illegal. Making AR-15s illegal doesn't stop AR-15s from being around. And if you are someone who is so evil, so dark, that you want to have access to that weapon, you're going to find access to that weapon.
How do they do that, though? Like, how do you get access?
I don't know. That's out of my range. All I'm saying, Frank, is I understand where you're coming from, and I'm willing to have that conversation because I have a lot of the same questions you have. Now, you might find that hard to believe with my politics, but I have a lot of the same questions you have. However, I also do realize that there are bad people in this country that, regardless if they can legally get a gun or not, they will find a way to get a weapon if they are as evil as the people we are seeing. But I agree with you. Frank, we do agree on something.
Can I just ask you one?
Sure, of course.
I want to ask you a question because I called here and I didn't want to call, but you know, and I jumped ahead a few spots here. But all these different shootings that I mentioned, 6, 7, 8 of them,
right,
all involve these semi-automatic weapons.
Right.
So just take the basic facts. Semi-automatic weapons. Different kinds of characters, more recently younger people, 18, 20, whatever it is, getting their hands on these things. I was interested in your comment or anybody else afterwards. How about just a moratorium on the semi-automatic weapons? We just stop selling them because this appears to be the one that they like to use, because if you want to take out dozens of people, that's what you need because it shoots real fast.
And Frank, I never said that was a bad point. I did want to point out that we do agree on background checks. I think it's wrong for anyone to make it easier to get a gun. You and I see eye to eye on that. I think there should be stricter background checks. And the red flag laws in New York State failed us. Those are two things that I would hope as a country we can get 100% approval to have stricter background checks and to fix whatever the heck is wrong with our red flag laws.
Can I ask, just give you one more thing?
Of course, Frank.
Previous news events, when there was another tragedy, I remember a commentator that had some knowledge about this, and he was talking about the background check is kind of a moot point because these backgrounds that they're looking to get information of, they're covered by different kinds of, like, there's state records, there's county records, there's health records, there's hospital records. And so even on a background check, which they keep talking about, there really is no such thing as one single type of background check that could find all the information that we're trying to find out about these characters, because hospitals are not going to give it out because of the HIPAA laws. There might be a state
rule. We need to look into that because there does need to be stricter background checks. But
it's one piece of legislation. It's a huge thing. People think, oh, we're going to do background checks. There are thousands of different jurisdictions and thousands of different places where these kinds of records are kept, and they're never going to get access to all of those records. There is not one thing where you just send out a letter to everybody. There's an electronic something another sent out, and they're going to give it to them. It doesn't happen that way. There is no way to really do the background check. So the background check kind of is not the answer. The answer is the gun. And we know that it's the semi-automatic guns that are being used. So let's stop selling them until we figure it out.
All right, Frank in Amherst, I do appreciate the call. As I said, I this is the conversation that everyone's having, right? It's either one thing or it's the other thing. Now, I disagree with Frank. I think you can make it strict on background checks that if you want a gun, hey, you're going to allow a background check to dig into everything. If you want a gun, maybe you go and you get a mental health exam. Now, again, we've seen where those have failed. But the answer of it's just this, it's just that, guys, it's not just one thing. There is a bigger picture here. We have people that are filled with so much evil, they can just, without any emotion, keep pulling the trigger. I'm not saying it's not the gun. I'm not saying don't address the gun. I'm not even saying Frank is completely wrong. What I am saying, number one, he is wrong. It's semi-automatic weapons, by the way. But I'm not even saying he's completely wrong. But I'm also a realist. You outlaw guns, it doesn't stop guns from being on the street. It's just like a sign outside a building that says a no gun zone doesn't stop someone from walking in with a gun. There is a bigger picture here. Everything needs to be on the table. It's not just one or the other. Yes, guns need to be addressed. Yes, background checks need to be addressed. Yes, mental health needs to be addressed. Yes, home life has to be addressed. The toxic climate in this country politically needs to be addressed. It's everything. It's not just one thing. And common sense, coming to a compromise, yeah. But let's be real. Let's be realistic about where we are. Take your calls after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN Wednesday. Appreciate you out there listening. All those who disagree as well, appreciate you out there and promoting the show on social media. It is 3:40. We are talking about the tragic mass shooting that happened in Uvalde yesterday. 21 dead, 19 children, and two adults. And my continued question is, I do not understand how within hours this has become political finger pointing. I think it's irresponsible. I think it's shameful. And I think we can get to a place where we come to the table without our politics. You know, like I said, I don't want to address this conversation as a conservative. I'm addressing this conversation as a concerned American. Unfortunately, you have people either within politics, elected officials, or those who never leave their computer and blog about politics, that's what everything is, you know? And hey, it's they're part of the problem of why we have so much hatred in this country. That is the problem. Your politicians that cannot refrain from political finger pointing. These individuals on social media where everything has to be, every single thing has to be political. It's shameful. It's embarrassing. And it needs to stop. And like I said, I'm guilty of it. I have been guilty of it in the past. But it needs to stop. We can, something like this, our children deserve to have a conversation that it's not the GOP's fault or the liberals' fault. It's something we address together. I hope that's getting through to people. I really do. Because, you know, and I appreciate Frank calling in. Now, again, he was referring to machine guns. AR-15s are semi-automatic, not machine guns. Machine guns, that's just not true. And I did correct him, and he corrected himself. But that conversation, okay, that's a conversation I can have. Do I agree with everything Frank said? No. And not really as much for content as I don't believe it's one simple answer. I really don't believe it's just, oh, address the guns and everything's better. I don't think that's the answer. Oh, address mental health and everything's better. No. And again, I think that's the simplicity that we try to make every solution in America. That's not true. This is a complex situation. We have people that are filled with evil, filled with hatred, filled with rage, getting radicalized. And they're able to purchase a gun and walk into a grocery store, walk into a school. These are things that need to be addressed. And it needs to be addressed from a mental health standpoint, a gun standpoint, background checks. Yeah, you're right. You know, and again, this might not go with my politics usually, but I definitely think there should be stricter background checks. I'm sorry. I think that's appropriate. I think we need to take a look at our red flag laws. Because obviously here in New York State, it didn't work. And yes, I think we need armed guards at our kids' schools. And you might say that's sad. That saddens me when I see it. It may sadden you, but at least there's protection. At least there's some comfort there. And we need trained armed guards, not a resource officer like we saw in Uvalde or like we saw at Parkland that doesn't stop the threat. That's no good either. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Dave, who's in Lancaster. Hey, Dave, thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, kudos to explaining what a machine gun isn't. I'll give you that. But I think that some of these things start with the social media, and they have some responsibility, I think. If you put something on Facebook that's political, or you're immediately banned and, you know, deleted and all this kind of thing. And these guys have had manifestos on there for weeks. So, I mean, don't they look at these problems? You know, I mean, we should have laws saying, hey, you have a responsibility to monitor this. And they know where this is happening. They know who's saying it. They know where they are. They can track you on a cell phone. And they should be able to alert the proper authorities to investigate these things. You know, so that would be like one of the first lines of defense. Another commonality is the last two guys, and I don't know how many other shootings I haven't really kept track, body armor. Why does an 18-year-old kid need body armor?
Right.
All right. I mean, law enforcement, military, certain jobs like the people who drive the Brinks trucks around, you know.
Of course.
I mean, they should be have to apply for that as a, you know, like you're getting a gun permit. You should get a body armor permit. Why, you know, why do you have to have this, you know?
Yeah, you're saying make body armor more difficult to get.
Yes, because why do you need it?
Yeah.
Joe Average really doesn't need it, you know?
Right.
I mean...
But, Dave, I do agree with you on social media, and I said this after after the racially motivated shooting in Buffalo, that, you know, we need to also hope that there are people out there that if you see signs on social media, you alert the proper authorities. I mean, we can't just scroll past something that looks to be threatening other people.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and that falls back on the responsibility, your personal responsibility.
Right.
You know, and how then kind of how you were raised and brought up, and I know David addressed a lot of that earlier. But as far as school security, yes, we should have trained people there. And everyone mentions military people or ex-policemen or whatever. And touching on the body armor thing again, they should have body armor on because that would have saved, you know, the officer in Buffalo and that kind of thing. They should be well equipped to handle this situation, you know. So but, those are my points on some of that.
Dave, I appreciate the call. And again, I think it's all stuff that needs to go into the conversation, and I appreciate the phone call. Opens the line for you at 803-0930, *930. And I'm going to say this. There are things that we may disagree on. There are things that I may think are counterproductive in this conversation. But there is no bad point to bring to the table. Like I said, there were things Frank said that I disagree with. But it's stuff that needs to be left at the table. It's stuff that we do need to consider. And it shouldn't be. It should not be this kind of thing where you say one word, and half the room tunes off. Right? It needs to be, we all need to be in this. And yeah, we're going to hear things we don't like. And we're going to hear things that we disagree with. 803-0930, *930, that is the number. I don't want to take time away from anyone. And we only have 90 seconds before traffic. So I'm not trying to skip anyone on the phone lines. I don't want to bring you on and then in a minute have to stop your call because of traffic. So hang in. I will get back to calls after traffic with Alan Harris. I do want to go through the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board real quick. 803-0930. On the text board says, Joe, I have my conservative beliefs, but I'm also willing to have a conversation without mentioning the left, without mentioning the right. The problem is, as you have said, it is the elected officials. And I'm sorry, that's on Facebook. But you're right. I mean, we all, most people in this audience, can have a conversation and not think of a political party. Why can't our elected officials do the same? 803-0930, *930. Where are you with this conversation? What would you like to... And again, there are no bad takes. I just want to have a mature adult conversation. And I know with our audience, that's not asking too much. And so far, I've really appreciated the calls. I've appreciated the texts. It's the tone that I want to keep for this show. It's the context I want to keep for this show. Again, throw at the table what you want. Just let's not point fingers at a political party. Let's have an honest conversation. And again, let's say things that it might upset people. And like I said, it might be uncomfortable to see a guard standing outside your kid's school. But doesn't it also give you a sign of comfort? 803-0930, *930. As I said, I didn't want to take time away from anyone. So let's get right to calls. Let's go down the thruway to Rochester and speak with John. Hey, John.
Hey, Joe. You know, I think the best, quickest solution is to put a show of force at the entrances to these schools. I've heard talk about limiting one entrance per school. If they limit it to two entrances per school, they should put armed guards. When you go to a Buffalo Bills game, I see some of the SWAT team out there.
That's right.
Very intimidating. And I feel good when I see these guys. You're not going to screw with them, et cetera. The other thing, the question I have, too, the resource officer down in Texas, I guess he had contact with the the lowlife that came in.
Yeah.
Was he armed?
I think he was that, but I have not been able to find the answer to that question. But the way the governor made it sound, he was. And the question is, then why didn't he shoot when the guy got past him?
You know, the one thought I had was, if let's say I think I would really strike, if I was hired as a resource officer and somebody came into a school, I would like to think I would react and defend that school.
Do everything in your power to make sure that guy does not get past you.
Exactly. With
yeah.
my life. But if the situation presents itself, you don't know what you're going to do. It's possible you might freeze, and maybe that's what this guy did. And that's my concern. You need well-trained SWAT-type people with that mentality, because you don't know what's going to happen. He may have felt he was outgunned and let the guy go by. It's a possibility.
But with you see someone approaching you with tactical gear on, I mean, that's just, to me, that's, you know, that's trouble from the beginning. I'm with you, John. I would say it would take everything to get past me. I would do everything to make sure that threat didn't enter the school. But I agree with you. There should be armed guard at the entrances. It's something we can do immediately, and it's something that can, you know, protect our children. And again, it's to me, that's the common sense way. It's the unfortunate reality, but I think that's where we have to go from here.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, I don't want to make this political at all, but I just want to throw out a fact that guns have prevented 2 million fairly serious crimes every year in the United States. We can't get rid of guns. We maybe better background checks. The lowlife that did the shooting in Buffalo, the authorities blew it with him. They had him
yep.
scoped out as a real problem.
And that's
out of this mental institution.
Right, and that's where the mental health aspect also comes in. And, yeah, you're right, the red flag laws. John, I appreciate the call. John in Rochester opens the line for you. 803-0930, star 930. Taking these in order, let's go up the QEW and speak with another John who's over in Toronto. I think you take the QEW up to Toronto. Hey, John.
Hey, Joe. How you doing? It's a really good show, and obviously it's a horrible tragedy, and the tragedy is even worse, and it's magnified because it's little kids. Like, it's always a tragedy. It was a tragedy in Buffalo, but somehow little kids, yeah, everyone can picture that. It's just so awful. But my point is, when you're talking about the politicization of it, as a left and right issue. I wonder what the left issue, the left point of view is, and the right point of view, because a lot of things that you've said, I absolutely agree with, but they would be looked upon, and what the last caller said, he talked about background checks, that would be looked upon as a left position. Why would that be looked upon as a left position? And after a tragedy like this, of course, a politician's purpose is to do something. So if there are politicians, and by the way, your view and the background check from the last call and a couple other callers that are talking about sensible things, that's considered a left thing. And so the politician's view is to do something. So saying that the politicians who do nothing, attacking them, it's quite sensible because they're blocking what the majority want to happen, sensible gun laws. I always loved listening. I like listening to your show. I always loved listening to Sandy's show. When Sandy talked about gun control, he's obviously a very responsible gun owner, and he was an NRA member. And I had no problem with anything he said because he said, yeah, there's a lot of things that hoops I have to jump through, but I'm glad because I want responsible people
right.
to have guns. That is opposed by, and it is done by a particular party that is talking about the minority view. The majority is being told what to do by the minority.
Well, John, for me, I just think it's in bad taste, and we can disagree. That's fine. I just think it's in bad taste to the first thing you do to discuss this is single out an entire party, say it's on them. Like I said, I had nothing wrong, and I hope the bloggers who are calling me out on Twitter hear this. I said there was nothing wrong with the first part of the county executive's tweet. You know, background checks, common sense gun laws. I'm fine with that conversation, and I hope he comes on Hardline and has that conversation. I just think it's in bad taste, not 10 hours after the shooting, to then single out and make this all about one political party and say it's on them. We have to move past that, and I think it's a shame on our politicians to make this a left versus right, Republican versus Democrat. As I said, I think everything's on the table, and it's got to be a mature adult conversation. You know, as you pointed out, my politics, I'm a conservative, but to this conversation, I'm not conservative, I'm not liberal, I'm a concerned American.
Absolutely, but the party that wants to do something, or the people who want to do something, are blocked by the people who will refuse to do something. So they have to be called out. My last point, Joe, is a lot of people are talking about arming the schools and having guards and that sort of thing. First of all, I don't think it's affordable. But secondly, I'm a bit of a libertarian when it comes. I'm a libertarian, and I don't want other rights to be impinged on. To give safety, it's a very slippery slope. As Benjamin Franklin said, those who give up liberty for temporary security deserve neither liberty or security. So it's just sort of like that's something that really, really, really bothers me. Obviously, the kids have to be safe. There has to be things in place, locked doors, perhaps even fences around schools, cameras, that sort of thing. But having more guns, and the last caller said that guns have stopped 2 million crimes. Well, guns stopped this crime because this guy probably would have killed more people. So technically, guns stopped this crime. But of course, guns also were the instrument used to kill all these poor kids. And it just happens over and over again. And something has to be done, and it has to be talked about sometime. And you can't wait a few days, because in a few days it's going to happen again.
I'm not saying don't talk about it. All I'm saying is we've had a conversation now for 2 hours. I have yet to bring up a political party, and I think it's been a productive conversation.
But the thing is, there's a party that's not going to. There's a party.
I get your point. We're against. I'm not trying to get rid of you. We're against the break. I get your point. I understand. I do appreciate the call. Now to that Benjamin Franklin quote, there is a Jim Norton response to that I can't say on the air, but that would be my response. 803-0930, star 930. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.